interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
We'll wrap things up with a little Whidbey Island 911, but first we'll start on the other side of the country in Miami. And I guess if you want to get arrested, this is one surefire way to do it. This 33-year-old guy in Miami got arrested last week. You know, when you leave your full name behind, whether it's on a job application or a driver's license, or you carve your name into the hood of a police car, you're not going to be too hard to find. This is 33-year-old Enderlin Leons. He keyed the hood of the driver's side of the police car while no one was inside, and he keyed his name into it. The cop punched his name into the system and sees that Enderlin lives nearby, so he went to the house. And the guy admitted he did it.
Well, what's he going to say? It must be another Enderlin.
Enderlin Leons. Yeah.
There's a lot of Enderlins in here.
He said he wanted to go back to jail or be sent back to Haiti. Apparently, he's from there. So they took him to jail. Mission accomplished. Not sure, you know, he's facing charges for criminal mischief. I don't know if that gets you deported to Haiti or not. But he probably took a step in the right direction by etching his full name into the hood of a police car.
Yeah. It's all over our car, man. All right, we did it yesterday. It was a beautiful, beautiful drive across that bridge. Yesterday. I bet it's really nice today, too. Let's go across the Deception Pass Bridge.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
No, that look never gets old on a really nice day, looking out across the Deception Pass Bridge. We got the Whidbey Island 911 calls. These are real emergencies that the authorities out there on Whidbey Island have to deal with on a day-in, day-out basis. Let's begin Thursday, March 21st, 4:35 p.m., undisclosed location. 911 caller says, a group of teenage girls were on a patio being all inappropriate. Tuesday, March 26, 4:56 a.m., Goldie Street. 911 caller says, someone rang my doorbell and left a bunch of female items on my porch. Wednesday, March 27, 10:55 p.m., undisclosed location. 911 caller says, my nose started burning when I went outside. Friday, March 29th, 9:17 p.m., 911 caller says, there's two people fighting outside of the kidney center. No, there was the kidney center. Is that where the sporting events are? We've sold out the kidney center tonight. A big game featuring Oak Harbor High and Mount Vernon High School.
A kidney punch at the kidney center fight.
Friday, March 29th, 12:42 p.m., Midway Boulevard. 911 caller says, have you seen the naked woman wrapped in a towel running down the road? And finally, Friday, March 29th, 9:38 p.m., Cochise Street. 911 caller says, some guy in a Volkswagen Golf is threatening to erase people.
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take them in.